Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Lots of information in our program this time. First of all, our usual customary solar activity report, acknowledged to the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia. The IPS reports that solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 70.5, that's 70.5, and the daily equivalent sunspot number has fallen to only 5, that's single digit 5. And those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. Just means as we move through solar cycle 24, which is expected to continue until at least 12 months from now, high frequency broadcast conditions on frequencies above about 12 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths over long distances will continue to be somewhat unreliable. However, frequencies above about 12 megahertz on daylight paths on long distances, that multi-hop mode, will be somewhat more satisfactory. In the meantime, we have some information concerning spectrum research made here in Melbourne. In our morning period, around about local sunrise, the 9 megahertz spectrum is very much alive with plenty of activity. This is a summary I made recently, which in the period, the time period 1930 to 2000, at 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. here in Melbourne. 9380, All India Radio, the national network. On the next frequency, 9390, Radio Thailand from the Udon transmitting station in English. 9475, the USA, WTWW with English. 9515, the Voice of America from Bimbus in Germany, with broadcast in Kurdish. Saudi Arabia, some frequencies for the broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia include 9555 in Arabic and 9580 in Arabic, 9675 in Turkish, and another frequency for the Arabic program, 9870. 9565, Radio Marti from Greenville, USA, with the program in Spanish. Carrier comes on at 1945, it's open carrier, then into programming from 2000. Another frequency for All India Radio, 9620, with Arabic until closing at 1915. And 9635, Radio France International from the Issedon transmitting station, the transmission in French to Europe, Africa. 9690, Spanish Foreign Radio with programs in Spanish. And 9745, a station broadcasting in Esperanto, that's China Radio International from Urumqi. This language is not very often noted on shortwave, and it's possible that this is the only shortwave station now carrying Esperanto programs on a regular basis. 9810, Madagascar, the KNLS New Life Station, religious station, with headquarters in the USA, broadcasting from this newly introduced transmitting site, and broadcast in Russian. And 9835, Malaysia, Radio Television Malaysia from the Kajang transmitting station, carrying relays on the national network from an FM station in Malaysia. That's programs, of course, in Malay. and 9850 Adventist World Radio from the Usedom Relay Station in France, with programs in the Igbo language. 9975, the Voice of America from the Udon Transmitting Station, the Relay Station in Thailand, with morning programs in Korean. And 9980 at the top end of the band, WWCR with English. And those two US, or no, three USA stations, that's WWCR, Radio Marti, and WTWW, were all noted here via long path propagation. Something a little different now, radio astronomy. The recently discovered astronomical phenomenon is known as fast radio bursts, or FRBs. That aspect of radio astronomy was discovered several years ago. These are extremely brief bursts, from several microseconds long to at most a few milliseconds. The radio waves that appear to come from random locations all over the sky. The fact that they do come from such random directions suggests that they are extragalactic in origin, that is, apparently come from locations all over the universe rather than just from within our own galaxy. Now, this report is actually based on information in the Alamo Gordo Daily News, part of the USA Today network. And we note also, the report says, the fact that there is also a brief time delay in the arrival of the bursts that depends on which frequency is being recorded also suggests an extragalactic origin, since that indicates that the bursts are interacting with the very sparse but nevertheless existent material that's present in intergalactic space. The fact that these bursts are visible over extragalactic distances means they are extremely energetic. In a few milliseconds, they give off as much energy as our sun does in an entire day. The first known FRB was noticed in the year 2007, although it actually occurred 6 years earlier, and first came to light when an undergraduate astronomy student at West Virginia University came across it when he was tasked with combing through archive data. The signal was so bizarre and so unlike anything else that had ever been recorded that most astronomers assumed it was some sort of artificial signal generated here on Earth. However, during more recent years, several additional such bursts have been detected, and astronomers began to conclude that these are indeed real astronomical phenomena. Thus far, approximately 36 FRB events have been detected, almost always after the fact. However, considering the extremely brief duration and the amount of sky that has been searched for them, some astronomers have estimated that there are as many as 10,000 bursts going off every day all over the sky. The key, certainly, is catching one in the act. As for the physical cause of the FRB, as long as these are on the one-time events and often found in archived data, this could be the topic of little more than speculation. However, a lucky break came with a burst that was detected in early November 2012 for the giant radio telescope at Arecibo in Puerto Rico. 3 years later, a Canadian astronomer, McGill University in Montreal, detected what appeared to be 10 additional bursts, although with no discernible pattern, from the same source in the archive Arecibo data. For the first time, an FRB had repeated. A coordinated campaign in 2016 that involved several telescopes around the world, including the Very Large Array in New Mexico, detected several additional bursts from the same source. Observations with optical telescopes finally allowed the source to be identified, a dim dwarf galaxy in the constellation Auriga, now high in the northeastern sky during the evening hours, located some 3 billion light years away from us. These bursts appear to be coming from a region where active star formation, which means the presence of large gas and dust clouds, is taking place on the galaxy's outskirts. The frequency of bursts from this new FRB helps to eliminate some possible causes of these events. In particular, one-time events like mergers of two neutron stars or the creation of a neutron star after a supernova collision explosion. But as for the actual cause might be, much mystery still remains. Ideas that have been offered include a neutron star in the presence of a black hole, or the eruption on the surface of a highly magnetized neutron star called the magnetar, although these and other possible explanations have their issues. Even the possibility that these could be due to radar transmissions generated by distant intelligent aliens has been considered. It's entirely possible, of course, that there is more than one physical mechanism that can produce an FRB. So that's some background on the newly discovered mysterious phenomena coming from apparently intergalactic sources known as the Fast Radio Burst, or FRB, and that information was from the Alamo Gordo Daily News, which is part of the USA Today network. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.